The gist. Suddenly, fibromyalgia, the forgotten complex chronic illness, or CCI, is making waves, and big ones. Moreover, ME/CFS and long COVID, the biggest news in the CCI world, might just be coming from their mostly forgotten cousin, fibromyalgia. The spike in interest began when Andreas Goebel was able to largely replicate fibromyalgia symptoms in mice by exposing them to IgG antibodies from fibromyalgia patients. The antibodies gathered on the glial cells, covering a key sensory hub leading to the spinal cord, the dorsal root ganglia. The question remained, though, how the antibodies were turning on the glial cells and ultimately the dorsal root ganglia, and in the process, slamming the central nervous system of fibromyalgia patients with pain and sensory signals. The latest study found the connective tissue mast cells were binding to the fibromyalgia patient's IgG antibodies. When these mast cells were disabled by removing a receptor which the antibodies use to turn them on, the mast cells settled down and the mice stopped exhibiting pain. Next, they found that human cells treated with FMS-IgG resulted in increased secretion of a key immune factor involved in chronic pain called IL-6. Validating work done almost 30 years ago, they doubled down on the fibromyalgia mast cell connection when they found that the skin of people with fibromyalgia had increased mast cell density, as well as increased intra- and extracellular tryptase. This suggested that treatments that can reduce mast cell activation by blocking a specific receptor called MRGPRX2/B2 might turn this process off. While no drugs are FDA approved to do that now, several are under development. Other mast cell treatments are available, and the Treat Me survey suggested that some may be quite helpful. IL-6 blockers are another possibility. Several are on the market now, and many more are under development. One small IL-6 blocking trial suggested that IL-6 blockage may be helpful. All in all, this is a rare study that purports to possibly be getting at core biological mechanisms that are producing pain, fatigue, gut issues, and other problems in a considerable number of fibromyalgia patients. Finding a problem receptor on a cell is potentially big news in any disease, as turning it off can stop a disease process in its tracks. Since problems found in fibromyalgia could translate to ME/CFS and/or long COVID, the finding is of interest in these diseases as well. Thanks for listening.